day.
Able to come to a choice as quickly as they did. I think that reaching out beyond the traditional continent of our church is another big step in the right direction for the church.
All right, that's the voice of John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who is a Catholic, talking about the selection of the new Pope, now Pope Francis from Latin America. Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. The Pope, and more news about the Pope. That seems to be what everybody wants to react to and talk about, at least momentarily. I guess it's the fascination with the process of the conclave and whatnot that has people who have nothing to do with Catholicism even being very curious about how a Pope is elected and how they're going to be able to try to unite a church that has been slammed with all kinds of sex scandals. And the Argentine cardinal was selected by his peers as the next pontiff from the Americas. He chose the name Francis because he was drawing connections to the 13th century saint who saw his calling as trying to rebuild the church in a time of definite turmoil. So now you have this longtime Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Francis, who has spent nearly his entire career at home in Argentina, overseeing churches and priests and that kind of stuff. So at 76, now he becomes the Pope. The cardinals decided they didn't need a young Pope who would reign for decades, but a seasoned, popular, and I guess kind of humbled from what everybody says, pastor who could draw people in and rebuild the church that's been slammed by all the scandal. So here's the thing. Thousands of people jam St. Peter's Square. They just are there. They're screaming, long live the Pope. The crowds go crazy when the white smoke comes out. They're waiting and waiting and waiting for a very long time. The new Pope did step out to some crazy wild cheers and said, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Made a reference to being from Latin America, which, by the way, accounts for 40% of the world's Roman Catholics. He asked for prayers for himself and for the retired Pope Benedict, whose surprising resignation, the big curveball, paved the way for this conclave that brought the first Jesuit to the papacy, or the papacy. It's really the papacy. And the American cardinal, Tim Dolan, said that, he was going to go visit Benedict, and this was a big deal, and he was somebody who was in line. A lot of people were buzzing about thinking Dolan was going to be the one that was elected ultimately, but it wasn't. They said when the tally reached the necessary 77 votes to make Bergoglio, which is his name, the Pope, his last name, that the cardinals erupted in applause, and when he accepted the responsibility, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. That's what Dolan said afterwards. So a huge moment for the Catholic Church, an interesting time, because the new Pope is the son of middle-class Italian immigrants, but really grew up in, spent most of his time anyway, in Buenos Aires, and now is considered to be a piece of Latin America. So how about that? He actually came close to being Pope in 2005. He got the second highest vote total in a bunch of rounds before he bowed out of the running in the conclave that elected Benedict, who only lasted 8 years, as you know, before he decided to resign. There was so much with Cardinal Ratzinger there were so many things that were underneath Ratzinger that I think part of that had to be that he was getting out of the way. Sister Mary Tracy threw in her own two cents about the Pope and what it means for the church.
We've been educating our students for the last
couple of weeks, really, on what this means, on the great moment in the church. We've been educating our students for the last couple of weeks, really. His attitudes are how he looks to, you know, the world of Catholicism. So I feel just great hope, eager to talk to our faculty and our students about the new Pope, about what it means.
Yep, and there's going to be a lot of stories, I'm certain, in the upcoming days and weeks about what this Pope will bring to the table, what a lot of people are ultimately hoping for. What are you hoping for as we head into the tail end of the month? Boy, it seems like it has flown. March has just flown by. The 27th is D-Day, so to speak, when the government will shut down if something isn't ultimately solved. And will it be is the question. This is that whole budgetary crisis crunch thing. Obama meeting at the White House with Republicans, really downplaying any kind of a debt crisis, saying that there was no immediate crisis in terms of debt, thinking we must be living in a parallel universe. What is he talking about? There's no immediate crisis. So it's at odds with the Republicans who say we got to do this now. We got to address this thing. The president is trying to meet with the GOP leaders in the rank and file to work on the budget battles and the deadlines that are so, so close. Obama says he's looking for bipartisanship on a bunch of things, including fiscal matters, immigration, gun regulations, foreign policies. And Paul Ryan said, we shall see. We shall see. By the way, Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, on Tuesday introduced his budget plan, which was approved by the House panel 22-17. That's a party line vote. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that everybody recognizes there is a long-term debt challenge, except for his boss, I guess. They didn't time that correctly, I think. And Obama continues to try to figure out if he can reach out to the other side and come to some agreements because, you know, really you've got $85 billion in across-the-board spending cuts happening and, you know, this kicked in on March 1st, so some of this is going to start to happen. And then you have the, what about the spending and big entitlement programs and all that? Where, what, how's that ultimately going to come down? So it's something to watch, really, in the next couple of weeks, because we are very, very, very close to something here. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to take you to the movies for our cheap movie review. But a quick note before we go there. Argo had a big night at the Oscars, winning Best Picture. Now Iranian authorities are planning to sue over Ben Affleck's film Argo because they feel the film gives an unrealistic portrayal of their country. And they want some justice. How about that? I don't know, the movie is based on the escape of six American hostages from the embassy in Tehran in 1979. Remember, 52 Americans were held hostage for 444 days, but some of the staff were sheltered by the Canadian ambassador. And I thought this was pretty true to life according to all the people who were part of this story. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Catch a flick, maybe. This might be the weekend for you that you head to the movies. I'll tell you what, if you like scary stuff, this movie's getting a lot of play. Kind of like Hansel and Gretel, the remake Hansel and Gretel, the scary version, is supposed to be pretty decent. But The Call goes a step further, I would say. You recognize the star. The Call is 1 hour and 36 minutes, so it's not going to kill you when you sit there for the previews. And it's about a 911 operator who takes a life-altering call from a teenage girl who just was kidnapped. Take a listen.
911, where's your emergency?
I had a man who's trying to break into my house. I'm all alone.
Okay, sweetheart, calm down.
My parents are out there at a movie. I can't reach them.
I understand that, sweetheart. What's your name?
Leah Templeton. Oh, God. I broke the window. She's coming in the back.
Okay, Leah, listen to me. Find a room and lock yourself in it right now.
Okay.
So Halle Berry, you recognize her voice. She's the star. Abigail Breslin, you'd recognize her. She's also in it. Michael Imperioli is in it, and he was in The Sopranos. So there are some familiar faces for sure. And the director's Brad Anderson, and it really is supposed to be a cut above what you would normally think of a scary movie called The Call. Oh, no, here we go again, same old genre stuff. But the 911 thing is a little bit of a different twist, but there's some content supposedly in it that's pretty wild. It's rated R, and it's considered to be what they call a thriller. Might have to wait for that on DVD, though. All right, moving along to something completely different, and this is about a guy named Bert Wonderstrom, and it looks like this to me is a Redbox movie all the way, but I wanted to at least let you hear it. Check it out.
Who are you?
My name's Aileen. My real name's Al, but truth be told.
So how's the show going?
That's okay. Good. Pretty good. It's okay. I'm in the lobby doing the 2 to 2:30 shift Wednesdays through, well, just Wednesdays. Plus, I'm doing some webisodes to drum up business that way.
What the hell is a webisode?
Are you being serious? What's a webisode? It's a show that you do on the internet. Just like being on TV or having a movie, except you don't go through, you know, all the hassle of people seeing it.
What happened to your hand?
Oh, one of my Bengal tigers has been getting a little bitey lately.
That's why I'm a comedy magician, not a big cat magician. I want to kill on stage, not have some tiger rip my hand, I don't want to get killed. I want to kill him. You know what? Just forget it.
It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough.
It was funny in my head.
All right, so this cast is also pretty big. Steve Carell, Jim Carrey, James Gandolfini. Isn't that funny? The two Soprano stars in opposing movies. And Olivia Wilde, the hot woman of the moment, who is marrying one of the cast members of Saturday Night Live. But anyway, there are superstar musicians, Burt Wonderstone and his partner, Anton Marvelton, and they rule Las Vegas, and they have for years, getting millions as illusionists. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? But Burt's growing ego is too much to take, so there's some problems, apparently, in this relationship. 1 hour and 40 minutes, I guess you understand that this is a comedy, and it is. It's a comedy. So different than our first one that was the thriller, this one is much different than that, the lighter fare, and it's PG-13, so a lot of family members might be eligible to go and see it, let's put it that way. All right, there's always movies, I think, about spring break. This one is about some girls who are best friends, and they want to go out and seek some adventure. But guess what? They don't have any moolah. That's a problem, isn't it? So how do you get the money? And maybe you say, stick them up. It's called Spring Breakers.
Who are you?
My name's Aileen. My real name's Al, but truth be told, I ain't from this planet, y'all.
Alien?
Take a homie.
Why are you here?
I saw y'all in there. You like nice people. Thought maybe I'd bail you out.
Why?
I know. Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
Cotty.
Got the right idea? Come on. I'll be your chauffeur. Y'all can play Beyonce.
All right. Did you recognize the voice of James Franco? James Franco is in this movie, and this movie is rated R, drama, crime, 1 hour, 32 minutes, and he's not the only one in this. Vanessa Hudgens is in it, Selena Gomez. It's another name you would probably recognize. This isn't your normal spring break, I guess, that we're talking about here. There's a few little twists to it. I'd say maybe all three of the movies that I just talked about. I might wait for all of them to come out on Redbox if I even wanted to see them. Coming up, however, pretty soon here, there are a few that I find interesting, and one of them is called Olympus Has Fallen, and also Gimme the Loot is another one. Olympus Has Fallen, you might start to see some of the clips of that on the tube if you're watching some television in the primetime hours, because the president is kidnapped by terrorists who seizes control of the White House. Can you imagine? And a former presidential guard finds himself trapped in the building. So it's all about security. Olympus Has Fallen. And I like the people in this. Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman, Dylan McDermott, Ashley Judd, Aaron Eckhart. And this looks like it has a little bit of legs to it. Unless we're just seeing some of the highlights. It may be worth the price of admission on the big screen. Might be worth it. I'm going to reserve judgment to see as we get closer to it. And then there's this other one called Gimme the Loot that is getting a lot of rave reviews. It's a Sundance kind of movie. It's about two teenagers from the Bronx who are graffiti writers, and rival gangs deface their stuff, and they decide to plot their revenge by tagging, and that's what it's called, a New York City landmark. And I don't want to tell the whole thing there, but this looks pretty, it actually does look pretty interesting. Still don't know that I would go and see that on the big screen. That, again, might be another rental. Pretty soon, we'll have the summer blockbusters come out, and then there'll be a few there, I think, that would be worth sitting in the dark for and getting some of that cold air blown on you, like Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 promises to be, shockingly, because now this is the third one, a really decent movie, a really decent movie. That one, maybe, that one might be the one to go and pay the $10 for because it'd be worth it. But some of these others lately seem like filler to me. And all the ones that I talked about this time have some good moments in it, but not the whole thing all the way through, edge of your seat or laughing all the way or any of that. And that's why I say they're a red box movie. Remember, if you go to the movies and you want to do a cheap movie review, you certainly can. Shoot me a note at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and let's talk about the movies, what you saw, what I might have missed. There's still some movies I haven't seen, like Django Unchained. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen A Good Day to Die Hard, because I was kind of interested in that one. And there are a few others, too. The Life of Pi, I didn't go and see that. I read the book. I don't know that I want to go and see the movie. It might spoil it for me. All right, we're kicking the can down the road to the other side. A big shout-out to my pal Matt Johnson for his great work on the technicals here and sharing his funny stories of road trips with us. No more than 5 hours. That's how long it takes for Matt to drive from Minneapolis to Chicago. That math doesn't add up. Something's wrong with that math. He is driving way too fast. So says Izzy.
80 miles an hour.
Lay off the gas.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCN. GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you feel it? Do you got it? Jorge Mario Bergoglio, 76 years old, is ditching that name for the name Francis. In fact, he's the first one to use it. So Pope Francis the First, and he's the first Jesuit Pope from Latin America. A lot of people wanted to throw in their two cents on this. A Pope here, a Pope there. There's just so many jokes about popes. I'm not even going to go there, actually. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Joe says, Kate, wow, I'm stunned. I thought Dolan had it. You made me think that. I kept listening to you talk about Dolan. Nobody wants a New Yorker. I know how he feels. So a Latin American pope. We're going to have more of a conservative bent in this church. Do you really think that's what the church needs? Ultimately, what can this guy do to bring more Catholics back into the flock? Got any answers? It's interesting. The push, I think, is going to be for that. It's going to be partially for that. You're starting to see commercials about coming back. We're welcoming all Catholics back or something. I bet you that you'll start to see a few of those commercials, at least on cable, when it gets closer to Easter. And that'll be part of the deal. But I think, if anything, he's got to work on a fractured U.S. Catholics, you know, the flock all over the place, as far as the sex scandals and everything, because it was just so awful in the United States. And then has to work on probably... overall, what the doctrine is of the church, where the church is headed, and all that kind of stuff. And what he can do to unite more people and actually, you know, bring more people back, I guess, especially in the U.S. But the doctrine will be the Jesuit style. It'll be very, very conservative for sure. Sammy says, thumbs up to the new pope, I suppose. I've read a little bit about him. Don't know anything about him, of course. But from the reaction I'm hearing, sounds as though he was an all-around, well-liked, good guy. That probably bodes well. Doesn't have any weird baggage in his background as to rearranging pedophile priests and putting them in other places where they shouldn't have been in the first place. So that's at least one thing in his favor. It's a big moment for a church that has a whole bunch of followers. If he's authentic and humble and as credible as he seems to be from everything I've read, then I think this pope has a very good chance to stay in the game until his death. Yeah, I mentioned this already, 76 years old. You don't go back home. This is it. He's the pope and, you know, moves on from there. Got this one from Michael, and this is the last one we'll do on the popes. The new pope, anyway. And Michael says, wow, a new pope. I wasn't really sure that this would be the guy. You know, I was looking at all of them across the board and listening to some of the commentary. I don't know how, but I did get sucked into this. I'm not a Catholic, but everywhere I turned, there was a lot of information on it. So it just kind of became interesting to me. I sort of started handicapping it, almost like the horses, although I guess that sounds insulting. Since you're a horse player, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, what are the odds? What about Dolan? 1,001. Actually, there were people in Europe that were taking big bets on who the next pope was going to be. So it was a surprise, Kate, in the end. However, from some of what I've seen on television, he seems to be a well-liked, very humble person. And humility is probably a good thing for the face of the Catholic Church. Yeah, you know, a little humility wouldn't hurt the Catholic Church in the face of all the horrific things that happened in the past. You know, you can't go back into the past and take away the sting, the pain, the darkness of what happened to so many young boys who became men and lived with these horrible secrets. And whether they got money in a settlement or not, I mean, money is not going to take away what happened to them. However, the sum of the salt in the wounds moving forward and having some heavy doctrines out there to not allow this to happen again. So if it happens, somebody's gone, they're excommunicated, they're not rearranged. That would be a very, very, very good thing to keep enforcing and pushing that down and weeding out anyone that they could, and certainly not trying to cover it up. All right, let's move on to some other emails. This one from Robin Bowles. Thanks, Robin. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She says, Kate, I have to say this. Kelly is a retired Navy officer. She's talking about Mark Kelly. He has been vetted 6 ways to Sunday to be an astronaut. True. Yes, his background check came through fast. He knew it would. And as for him saying how easy it was, yeah, for him, because he's retired Navy. His wife was a former congresswoman. Does he honestly think that most of America is that gullible to believe that he is shocked? And he is also knew his purchase was hypocritical and that it would be viral. Not impressed with his argument or his methods. Yeah, thanks, Robin, for the note. You know, she has a point. He's well known and he has a wife that was uber famous because of obviously what happened and being a congresswoman. So not necessarily shocker. I didn't really look at it that way, but she has a point. Maybe it's not a shocker that the background check went through as fast as it did. And she's also right about how many times he's been vetted, and that would also make way for the reason why it was so swift. I mean, if you've been vetted all over the place, then pretty easy to smash your information through versus somebody who hasn't, and they're digging around. I mean, actually digging around, making sure, different from somebody who is constantly under the microscope, which Mark Kelly would be, as she makes the point, because of being an astronaut. especially now, boy. But even then, they really, really, really look closely. Absolutely. This one from Peter, who says, Kim Jong-un is cracked. He is a nutbag. Are you listening to some of the stuff that he's been saying, Ms. Delaney? I'll tell you what, if there's two countries that could go to war again, or more countries that would line up with one side, it would have to be North Korea and South Korea. I would love to see the South Koreans just rear up and blast their way through past the 39th parallel and into North Korea and forget this guy. He inherited his daddy's power and wealth, and he's certainly nothing of a humanitarian. However, he likes to party with celebrities. Give me a break. So let him test a nuclear device, and let's smash him like a bug on a windshield. Ooh, Kim Jong-un. Nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, yeah. Obviously looking at some of the things that he's done. Is he throwing more heat onto the situation? Is he ready at the breaking point where he's ready to explode and all it takes is one provocation? And already he got a nuclear test, then it's kind of unclear about that. However, it wouldn't be shocking, I think, based on what he said, to see something happen more than a threat. North Korea has threatened a preemptive nuclear attack, not only on South Korea, but on the United States, too. So military in the White House have said the U.S. can defend against any threat. The president said that he doesn't think North Korea can make good on the threat anyway, but we don't like any margin of error. And, you know, the capacity is there. The capacity certainly for North Korea is there, and let's hope that doesn't happen. But we're ready, I believe that, if that were to happen. And do the North Koreans really want to mess with the U.S.? Really? I don't think so. North Korea has done three tests, the ballistic missile, the nuclear, and a test of all, of all of us with what they're constantly stepping up the line to do. So the question becomes, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with Kim Jong-un? What do we do with him? We keep him at arm's length and then keep him close in another sense, smack on some additional economic sanctions, even though some of that has not worked. How about this one from Tall Paul? Tall Paul says, have you been watching what's going on with the situation in Korea? I think Kim Jong-un, as you said, is on your short list of people you wouldn't be upset about if they were eliminated. I would have to stand there right there with you. He really is of no value to the North Koreans. He inherited everything, and people are just marching along in goose step to whatever he says. He seems like a spoiled brat to me, Kate, and the whole Dennis Rodman thing is so over the top. Rodman saying that he wants to have a meeting. Give me a break. There's no way any of our diplomats are having a meeting with Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Big reminder here, if you want to talk to us on Facebook or Twitter, you can do that. Go to americatonight.net, click on Twitter, and click on Facebook, and bada bing, you are in, my friend.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Infrared glasses, I can see across the land. Many of you have taken the family road trip a time or two on vacation. How many people are still doing it? It used to be that it was normal. You loaded up the kids, you took off, and you might be going for 2 days to get to the campgrounds or Disney World or Disneyland in the other direction or some other place, some other hot spot in the country, one of the national parks. But now, how many people are taking those road trips, loading everybody up, heading out, stopping along the way with time constraints? I wonder if the road trip has kind of gone by the wayside. Anybody have any good road trips? I know I'm waking you all up. If you had a good road trip or you have a funny memory, share it with us. 855-266-GATE. 855-266-5283. Matt Johnson, you and your sister got stuck on a bunch of those road trips. You and I were talking about this one day. That gave me the idea. I was thinking about this, and a lot of people in my world are talking about it because, you know, now is spring break, and some people did load family in a car and take off somewhere. Did you like the family road trip?
I mean, I would say that there are memories from them, but also I'd prefer to fly. We flew when I was younger. I remember flying to Florida and California, but also driving to Washington, D.C., and I think that trip may have been the end of the road trips. That was the road trip that killed it. And that was, I think my sister was just entering high school and I was getting into middle school, something like that. And that was the end of it for us. Ever since then, it was pretty much flights. And I remember, I think it was my first year of college, actually. And it was my cousin's wedding, and my mom and dad were planning on driving out to Denver from Minneapolis. And my sister and I pretty much put the kibosh on us joining them and bought ourselves plane tickets. But yet my parents still flew out or drove out there, whatever. I mean, to each their own, I guess. But, yeah, Heather and I, my sister, we took the flight to Denver. And since then, the only road trips I've ever really gone on, I'll drive as far as Chicago. That's kind of my radius. If you're within Chicago limits, then I'll drive there.
But that's it.
That's it. I can do about 5 hours. That's the most.
Yeah. You know what? I think I have the same range as Matt. 5 hours is it for me. I can't even remember the last time I was beyond 5 hours.
And if those of you out there are doubting you can get from Minneapolis to Chicago in 5 hours, it is possible. You just have to bend a couple speeding laws.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Break a few speed barriers and make it
bend.
There.
Bend them.
Yeah. That's pretty good if you're getting from Minneapolis to Chicago in 5 hours. That is pretty good. You're making pretty good time there. But I feel exactly like Matt. I remember as a kid, we did do a few road trips, but I can't remember them being ridiculously far away. There's always, you know, trips to the Jersey Shore, but that wasn't that far. Big time road trips would be going to school, and they were 7 hours, 8 hours, and that involved lots of signs that showed Stuckey's. Does anyone remember Stuckey's? Stuckey's 15 miles away, Stuckey's 10 miles away, Stuckey's coming up in 3.5 miles, Stuckey's with a pecan roll coming up in 1 mile. I mean, it was crazy how many signs they put on the roadway that were so close to each other. It's, you know, I didn't get it. I was like, I have to, maybe that's it. It was the power of persuasion just massively smashing you with the billboards. So if we eventually did stop in Stuckey's, we really weren't going to do it, but they were shoving it down our throats. So we did. And that seemed like a very long trip, because that's one of those kind of trips where you have so much stuff that you can barely find a seat in the car. You're stuffed in there. You know, you're just jammed in there, and it makes it that much longer, seemingly, anyway. And the longest road trip that I can remember taking was in college with a group of girlfriends who wanted to go spring break, like spring break is right now, and head to Florida. And we were in a Mustang. Somebody had a Mustang. And three people in the Mustang, three of the girls were tall, and two of us were smaller. You know, we were like 5'4", 5'5". I'm saying these other girls were Amazon tall. So the idea was an Amazon, a small one, an Amazon, you know, so you could fit in, except for when you were driving. And it seemed a little bit squishy, and it seemed like we were driving forever, like we would never get there. And all I thought is, ugh, if I could just fly back and not get back in this car to go back to Ohio, because we were in Ohio, so we're going from Ohio to Florida. We saw a lot of other people doing the same thing. It's still popular to do that. And a lot of college students do it. A lot of high school students probably do that too. And families head to Florida or head to California or Arizona or wherever the warm spots are, especially from the Midwest. I bet some of you have those same stories. If you just caught me talking about this whole idea of road trips and taking road trips with the family, is that kind of going out the window, and you want to share something and you're missing this, send it to me. Send me your story, americatonight.net. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact, and it's just like that. I think the big thing about road trips is the whole bathroom break thing and looking for the hotel, you know, when you didn't have an exact plan, and gas stations, and where are you going to eat, where are you going to find restrooms, where are you going to sleep? I mean, those are some of the three big things. Then, of course, in the car, if it's tight quarters, especially the squabbling, the arguing, the bickering back and forth, especially if you have a bigger family and the kids are all young and they kind of just go at each other over whatever it is. And then there's the games that you play in the car, you know, the road games where you're looking at something, you're trying to find something, you're trying to find a letter from A to B, and, you know, you play the alphabet game, I guess it's called. A lot of people do that. And then traffic. And you don't account for that. You look at your GPS or your map, and you hit certain parts of a city or even a suburb or wherever, it doesn't matter, and you hit it at the wrong time, and you are stuck in traffic. In Texas, if you're driving through Texas, one of the worst places to get stuck, seriously, whenever it's rush hour, has to be Austin. They're trying to change that as they're expanding their highways, but right now you could be stuck moving, I mean, seemingly inches for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, just right there on the main thoroughfare on 35, and it's a nightmare. You want to do everything you can to avoid Austin if you're cutting through Texas and whatever journey you're making. If you do, still do road trips, because like I said, a lot of people don't take road trips, but it's, I mean, it can be fun. There's fun things that you can do along the way. Like I said, the license plates games, the alphabet games, all that kind of thing. And collecting souvenirs along the way, cheese ballies, souvenirs that you remember, snow globes, you know, postcards, whatever it might be. Now, here's the thing. Then you get to where you are and you're so exhausted. That's why I kind of agree. If it's, you know, if you're talking about road trips that are over 5 hours and then you get to the place where you are, like some amusement park, you're just too exhausted. Aren't you too exhausted to get on the rides, jump in the pool, whatever? Because, man, you have been in that car for so long. Now, with the TV screens and individual hookups and everything you can get for kids, it probably ends some of that squabbling anyway. But still, the normal thing would happen. Stopping for food, getting gas, all that would still be part of a road trip. So if you got a good road trip story, share it with us. AmericaTonight.net.
Where's... How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.